Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That's Dicey. We're continuing our Pathfinder 2E game. Today, doing something strange. We're going to jump into what is a dream sequence for Huggins.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Woo. Ock.
As part of being a Fabler, each of them gets a cool dream sequence thing that they can do at the end of every setup of different things, if you will. Those words did not work. Yeah, they get a dream sequence thing because they're a fabler. They're cool and stuff. Moving along, things to establish, I guess, from the top here is I guess. No, never mind. I'm give me a second. My brain is liquid.
Words are hard.
Oh yes. All right. Diving back in, I'm just gonna go ahead and describe where we find ourselves in a cool, in cool way, and we'll start from there. All right.
Right
All
on.
right. So, it's a clear sky, some of those, some of those nice puffy white clouds are up there, but not very many, the sun is out, and we hear the sound of violent flapping and like wood creaking as a ship is flying through the air, this giant ship flying through the air with these like mechanical wings, and beside it is another ship. This ship on the other side has like these like electrical currents just like shooting around the like outside of the edge of the ship, and it's kind of like these shocks of like electricity kind of do some sort of weird like method of keeping it afloat.
It's got a magical repulsor.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yes.
And at the helm of the electrically charged flying ship is a ghost pirate. And
Son of a
yeah,
bitch, always with these ghosts.
he's a skeleton. Most of his physical features have disappeared over time. He's wearing a nice pirate hat, and he's got the long long captain's coat, and he has a sword stabbed into the wheel, like in between the like gaps of the wheel, and he's like driving the boat with his sword
That's how he's steering it.
and yelling at the rest of the crew to get over there. And we'll start with the first set of people on the other ship are headed your way, and they pull out these like things. They're like look like wooden beams, I guess. The best way to describe them is like the glider from Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, nice.
They're like these wooden beams, and they throw them off, and the contraption opens and the wings open, and they jump on to glide over to the ship, and that's where we'll start. And I have already pre-rolled some stuff here to give you a peek behind the curtain. Two of the six people who set out to jump onto our ship are not going to be able to get that mechanism to open, and they plummet to their death.
Oh no. Nice. Nice.
And so I'm gonna start with I'll start with Kit Kat. Where is Kit Kat on this sky pirate ship with these mechanical like met wings?
Oh, she is
uncomfortable being up in the air. Not a flyer. So she's probably on the deck, but like staying very close to like the like something sturdy, if
Just
it's like
clinging to the main mast or whatever.
yeah, exactly, like holding like just next to that pole, holding up the are there sails on this ship?
I just realized, like, there wouldn't be sails. There's flappies.
But
I
like,
don't know. There's a flagpole.
yeah, she's next to that, just like the center of the ship. She can see out, but like definitely not looking over the edge, not down in the hull. She's just in the center, hair mildly raised all over her body.
Just a constant.
Yeah. Like Huggins comes up and says something, she just like jumps out of her skin. Like
Huggins comes up and says hello, and she casts Fireball.
No, more like she's now 30 feet up the flagpole. Just yeah.
No worry. Next, I'm gonna go Huggins to save the final reveal for last.
I'm up at the railing. I'm just excited to be here. And then all of a sudden there's pirates, and it's like, oh shit. So I'm up over at the railing, ready to repel boarders.
All right. And lastly, our new character for this session, Jojo, would you introduce Bonsai?
Yeah, I am playing Bonsai tonight. It is a little a Gripply, like a little gecko. He's dressed like, you ever seen like this dated reference, but like Tom and Jerry's Three Musketeers outfit?
Oh shit.
It's like a white and blue. It's really, I want the hat. The hat is the important part. I want the hat with the little plume, and I want like a white tunic. I'm a frog with blue skin and like a whitish cream undertones, like center of mass. And I've got funky, orange, like amber colored eyes. But like the pupils are like inky black, gecko shape. And I have a staff, but it's really like an exaggerated telescope. It's like one of those looking glasses.
Nice.
When you say little, how little are we talking?
I feel like I'm quite a little guy. I am a frog. So I'm feeling like I'm probably in the 2.5 foot variety of garden frog.
Perfect.
That's incredible. Also, Andrew, you said today was some kind of frog day.
No way,
Oh
shut
yeah,
up.
it's National Frog Day today. I didn't
Is
plan
he is
I am wrong.
Bonsai is Bonsai energized by this?
I am he. I am the frog.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe there'll be something cool, some National Frog Day shenanigans.
I am drunk with power, but I assume I am a passenger on the ship, right? Okay, sweet. I whip out my telescopic telescope, and look through it. It's okay to say it has just normal vision. It doesn't even have to do anything. But I look through it as if it is a great and mighty telescope.
One time zoom.
It has exactly a one-time zoom, but I've got this. And do I see, I how many little flyers are approaching that remains?
What do your frog eyes see?
Well, there are four gliders, or like pirates on gliders coming over.
Man, it would super be a shame if something crazy happened. They're probably all like scattered out or whatever. What, some of these spells are wild.
Oh
I was about
yes,
to say,
the
just something
craziest
crazy happening.
spells
that's
ever.
that's foreshadowing. Some of these
spells are hilarious. You know what, I cast can I cast a spell?
All right, send it, and then we're rolling
Yeah,
initiative.
Okay. I looked through my telescope and I just want to find one, and I like my gullet swells and I rib it, and but I fire my lightning bolt from my throat. I cast a lightning bolt. I just
Incroyable.
it's a DC 26 reflex save. It goes in a
Jesus.
straight line for 120 feet, and I'm gonna cast it at third level, so it's 4d12. I want them to know that I am the elements. I am the perfect life form. I am amphibian.
I am frog. It is my day.
Frog and now master of sky.
You dare approach me in my sky swamp.
Sky swamp.
Let's see. Let me do some strategic math here. I believe so. Yeah, you could hit you could hit two of them if you're
I do.
really yeah. You can
I
hit two of them, and I'm gonna roll these saves that they're most likely going to fail, but might as well roll them.
Fabulous. I'm gonna go ahead and roll it. This is for Jiraiya. I total of 24 for me.
Okay. What was the DC?
26 reflex.
They both failed. All right.
I send them to hell.
just blast some dudes out the sky real quick.
I have fire him a laser. How about that for dating myself?
It's just a thunderous ribbit echoes through the sky.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Let me roll something else here. The person who is at the wheel of the ship is going to suffer the frightened condition and shout, "Captain, did the frog just blast lightning out? What is going on there? I guess what?" And he's just like holding on to the wheel and shaking. I didn't know that this was a thing. I thought we just flew our ship around. We'll roll initiative. set that goal.
All right. And a voice said, "Ribbit." And just
more like vaguely ribbit.
Vaguely Dr. Manhattan-esque, just vaporize somebody for no reason.
He just looks kind of sad when one of the pirates turns into a cloud.
Yeah. Oh shit, I've loved this fucking Bowsai. I've known him for 30 seconds. If anything happens to him, I'll off everybody and then myself.
Oh shit! I got a 30 for initiative.
Oh, okay.
Did what?
17 plus 13.
Jeez!
Fucking nailed it this time.
I got 20.
All right.
Initiative. There you are. 29.
Oh, I have a plan.
Write all these in here,
Mr. Andrew.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Andrew to you.
Did the lightning guys fall?
No, they're gone.
Okay. Staff. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Them themselves did not die from damage, but the glider has a damage like threshold. So if you deal the damage to the glider breaks, and so imminently they fall.
Okay.
To get initiative kicked off, Huggins, you are first.
Okay, I have a series of questions I need to ask before I execute this plan. Do I need to make a roll to see kind of how many people are on the deck of this other ship?
You rolled a 30 on your initiative, which is a perception roll. So there are another additional six people on the deck of the ship, not including the captain.
Doable. How far away is that ship from ours? Like, are they
Roughly,
are bumping essentially?
oh no, they're roughly like 80 feet away. They stayed
Fuck.
pretty far away to and then sent people out on these gliders to come over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
That changes things. How, remind me again how the boots of flight work. Like, do I just get one movement and then they turn back off?
You can use them to substitute all of your, so you could stride all three times using the boots,
Oh,
but they only
it's not gonna
do
work.
the 30 feet. So like you could get there, but then that would be your turn.
Now could I get there carrying someone? See, like I gotta spend an action to pick someone up, right?
If they're willing, I'll allow it to not be so, but you are going to have to roll an athletics check to hold them. Otherwise, you drop them.
Okay, athletics. How good am I at that? Okay, I'm not at all scared about that role. Jojo,
Yes.
Bonsai, do you want
Bonsai.
to do you yeah, do you want to bonsai their ship? We could go nuke it real quick.
Oh, how do you propose we nuke it?
I have these incredible flying boots. I take you over there and you are the nuke.
Oh, fabulous. I have a spell called Horizon Thunder Sphere, and I have no idea what it does.
Now,
I am the horizon.
last question before I do this. I am the horizon. Would it be slightly easier because Banzai was described as being so small?
Yeah,
The
I
athletics
mean
check?
that, yeah, I mean that'll just change the DC. But yeah, it is inherently
Last
easier. What
thing,
if you
almost
dropped
forgot.
him and this was over?
I can glide and pick him up, and then you can dive with the ship, and we can pray.
I love that.
Kit Kat, can you take on these two guys if we totally ditch?
Pickett looks over, says, yeah.
Nice. What a
And
badass.
with a loud "Ah!" I will make my athletics roll, grab Banzai, and begin the flight. Athletics
Oh.
17.
So silly. Okay.
All right. Let's see. You said 17. What is math?
Doesn't need to look great. We could just tumble onto that deck, but we just gotta hit that deck.
So I'm gonna have Banzai.
Yes.
Banzai, you also roll me an athletics check.
While that's happening, Huggins is just laughing like a maniac.
I roll athletics. Here you go. That is an 18 plus 13 for a 31.
Holy
All
shit.
right. Yeah, so
I am the storm.
This is so good.
So Huggins, you grab Banzai, start to, make your way over there, and you lose your grip a little bit,
Oh no.
but Banzai is able to hold on to you and not fall.
Okay,
So
I was low
yeah,
key scared of that 17.
you're on the deck, and next in initiative is Banzai.
Hell yeah. So
Do the
okay.
thing.
So here's the bit, right? This spell, if my page okay, is called Horizon Thunder Sphere. It's really a first, it's got a lot of words, is my problem with it. But basically I can spend, here we go. All right, you gather magical energy into your palm, forming a concentrated ball of electricity that crackles and rumbles like impossibly distant thunder. So I summon Naruto's Chidori in my hand. Okay. So here's the thing that's kind of interesting about it. If you spend three actions casting the spell, You can avoid finishing the spell and spend another three actions on your next turn to empower the spell even further. If you do, after attacking the target, whether you hit or miss, a ball of lightning explodes, dealing 2d6 electricity to all other creatures in a 10-foot. You gotta do a reflex save, dealing one electricity damage to creatures that grab you or hit you with non-reach melee or unarmed strikes. So it explodes. I can do a bunch of stuff, but I want to spend an extra round or like three actions. If I'm flying, I really want to charge it up, and I'm gonna upcast it at. I guess I'm flying at another ship, right?
Yeah.
So like, if at all possible, I am. My ancestry is Gripply. I am going to double check to see if I have any kind of advantages to sticky or climbing, but I am intending to just be like in piracy they use like tar cannons, like tar shot, or like it was just like stuff to like muck down a ship. I am that. I am the tar shot, and I want to drop in having charged up the spell, and so I am going to cast. Where are you? Horizon Thunder Sphere. I want to spend all three actions to cast it. Then it would be the next turn. And it is a ranged spell attack. It would normally take two actions to up to two rounds. So however you want me to go about it. But I spend, if there was any kind of travel time, I would spend it spending those actions to charge up.
At like per Huggins' ability, it only takes his turn for you guys to get there.
Just what, a couple seconds?
Yeah, so you would be there. So next round you could do that.
Okay. Is there like right anybody
on the deck?
Is there
the
anybody?
Ship?
Yeah, that's okay. Is there anybody around us?
There are six people like manning the ship to keep the ship going.
That's okay.
And then
how far are they? How many mooks are within me within a 30-foot cone?
A 30-foot cone. Huggins, I'm going to ask you, I guess, just to lay out map in my head. So you have 90 feet of movement. It was 80 feet to the edge of the boat, edge of the ship. And then it's another 40 feet across. So you can move 10 feet in, like, you could move 10 feet into like the center of the ship, 10 feet over to like a specific side of the ship, left or right. Where would Huggins, I guess, land you?
Well, I was thinking that Banzai is essentially a small living bomb. So I was trying to get as close to the guys as possible.
Okay. Within a 30-foot cone, you can hit three of them.
Okay, fabulous. So I'm going to drop down and cast that fourth level Elemental Annihilation Wave. It is I tried to give... you have chosen the way of pain. So I'm going to fucking blow their tits off. And So it's... First of all, it is a Reflex 26... DC.
What's the DC of your attack? What's the DC of your attack? It just says here it hits.
Yeah, that's a fail 26. From everybody. So
great. I'm spending all three actions to do it. On a fail saving throw, creatures are pushed 5 feet away from you. On a critical failure, they're pushed 10 feet away from you and knocked prone.
Oh shit! Round out.
The damage increases by 2d6 on the upcast, and the distance that enemies are pushed back if you spent three actions increases by 5 feet on a failed save and 10 feet on a critical. So at least a 10-foot on a save. And then it'll be 1d6 of fire damage. Let's make it like it's 1d6 of fire damage. Yeah.
Is anybody right up against the railing?
Yeah.
Push them 5 feet.
And then maybe the dice will give us the answer we seek. We will receive blood from the blood gods. That'll be two.
Oh shit.
Just 2 points of lightning. However, I also rolled six, eight, 12, 17 points of bludgeoning damage. So divine from that as you may, storyteller. But I yeet them. And it comes and the elemental annihilation wave is like a giant static opaque lightning cloud that just comes out and is just ribbit.
Okay. You knock one of them off the ship, and
Wilhelm scream.
the other two are looking severely injured.
Fabulous. That was my three actions.
Next in our fun, fantastic initiative is the ghost pirate captain himself.
Ooh.
Let's see. What is? Oh, okay. That's pretty crazy. But all right. Trying to think of. Okay. So the captain, the ghost captain, is going to draw the cutlass out of the wheel and is going to shoot a crossbow at Huggins. That's a 31. Does a 31 hit?
Yes, that
All right. So let's see. Let's do some violence here.
feel like Huggins is often getting shot
Eight,
at.
18, 18 damage.
Was worth it.
And then as part of this hand crossbow strike, he is gonna fly into the center of the deck where you are and turn and swing his cutlass at Banzai.
Oh no.
All right. Let's see. That is a 28. Does a 28 do it?
Does 28 do it? Not if I have anything to say about it. I have a reaction called shield block. What is this?
You can raise your shield to increase your AC by the shield thing, but it your shield only adds two, I think. Or actually, I think I got rid of the shield because you
No,
can't
it's
hold.
the yeah, you snap your shield to ward off an attack, prevents you from taking amount of damage up to the shield's hardness. You and the shield each take any remaining damage, possibly breaking or destroying the shield. I have such a thing, a shield?
I don't believe so because you have
I don't
the
believe
bow
so. I
staff
don't believe
thing.
so either. No,
You
it
have
hits.
two
It hits.
hands.
I have nothing to say about it. It
All right. What is that? 17 damage.
Ouch. Okay.
17 damage. And then he has I guess one more action, but well, you know what? I'll do it. Why? Might as well. I'm swing at you one more time with this cutlass.
Oh, okay.
This
Go
time it's
ahead.
only a 15.
Oh, well, a 15 doesn't hit.
All right. That is the ghost captain's turn.
So it took 13, 15?
What was Matt's? It was 5 plus 11. So
15. 5 plus 11, 16. 16, okay.
16, yeah. And then after the pirate captain, it is going to be Kit Kat's turn.
Hell yeah.
All right. What's the sitch on the last two guys coming in? Are they at our ship yet?
It'll be on their turn, but yeah, they'll finish their movement onto the ship. They're still
Okay.
gliding in.
How much distance is between our ship and the other ship?
80 feet.
That's not enough.
Take the helm. Take the helm. Steer the ship. Close the
No, wait.
distance.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're good. We're good. I would like to cast Ice Storm. Would you say these guys are within 20 feet of each other?
The last two gliding people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna cast Ice Storm over them, and they will need to make a 26 reflex save. DC reflex save, please.
All right.
Destroy them.
One of them succeeds. The other
Okay.
one critically fails.
They both get 2d8 cold damage, and then I'm guessing that the other one gets less of the bludgeoning damage. Does that make sense? Because they're both cold. A burst of magical hail deals 2d8 bludgeoning
Oh,
damage and 2d8
it's one
cold
of
damage.
the it's one of the darn one of the basic save things.
Yeah, basic
So they
rules.
have like specific rules for basic saves, what happens. On a critical success, you take no damage. On a success, you take half. On a failure, you take full damage, and then on a critical failure, you take double.
Oof.
Yeah, so you just roll the damage and I'll do the math.
All right, let's see. 2d8. So for the cold damage, it'll be
Rue the day.
6 points of damage. Oh, yay.
Oh, shit.
The bludgeoning damage is 12.
Oh, nice. Okay, here we
Nice.
go.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
One of those guys gets turned into a mist. That's my prediction.
What is man? Oh, let me look at it. So one of them is hit with this storm and ice, and kind of continues descending towards the ship, or trying to rather. Describe what it looks like as ice and rain obliterates one of these people out of the sky.
So all of a sudden, there's a large shadow over these two flying in. I think it's darker. You hear a crackle of thunder, and all of a sudden, it just starts like hailing massively. And they're trying to glide through it. And one of these people, their glider just gets shredded, holes and holes in all the wings. And it just can't catch any more air, and they fall. The other one, he made it.
All
Yay,
right.
him. I burned a level four spell for that. I was hoping I'd get them both.
Next in initiative is that very pirate that lived, and they are going to land their glider on the deck and throw a
Temper
dagger
tantrum.
at the person at the wheel.
No.
That is 30. So that is, oh, let's math. They deal 16 points of damage to person steering the ship.
Oh no.
And I think they're gonna do that again.
Oh no. Not
Yeah.
Charles. Oh no. Is Charles her driver?
That one also hits, so
Guys,
let's
remember
see what
Driver
happens here.
Charles?
See what happens here.
Not Charlie!
10 points of damage. And then I think they are going to spend their last action putting their cutlass up in a defensive position. So they lob these two daggers at the person man in the wheel. And the person man in the wheel looks pretty beat up. The next person in initiative is one of the pirates on your side. How we're gonna do their turns, minus if one of them is manning the ship, one of them is controlling the wheel, that person will make a pilot check. And if they fail the pilot check, then your ship will do different things based on, based on that. But the other pirates, how we're going to do it is, Huggins, you are going to be able to just essentially say what you want them to do. You essentially shout orders to
Okay.
your So you have three other pirates on the deck, and then you know that you have more below deck that are, doing stuff down there.
And
So
is the stuff they're doing critical, or can I shout something like all hands defend the ship?
the ones down in the bottom are not doing anything important, really. No.
All right, I would summon them to the deck.
All right. So yeah, for
Assist the
their
mage is
turn.
what I'll shout, and essentially give command over to Kit Kat because I feel like I'm too far away at this point to really be shouting commands.
Yeah, that's fair. They essentially two of them will stay with Kit Kat, and then one of them goes down below the ship to get the rest of them, and that'll be their
Perfect.
turn. And then now the math. Why can't I math? One, the five pirates on the deck with Huggins and Bonsai are going to go, and I'm just gonna roll attacks, and
Just gonna roll some dice. Just gonna roll some dice. Just a
just
couple
gonna roll
dice.
some attacks.
I'm still listening, but BRB.
That's a dun, 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 dun. And looking at that, I'll do one more. Okay. They two of them are going to hit. And the two math. Where am I at? The two that hit Banzai, and then the other three are going to miss. One of them is going to critically miss Huggins. So three of them attacked Huggins, and then two attacked Banzai. The two that attacked Banzai hit.
All
And
right,
that
so how much am I
is
taking with the
negative
damage?
eight. Why am I not able to math? 23 damage altogether.
Fuck. Okay, 23. Right. Okay. All right. You struck me.
And then I am going to, for I guess reminder's sake here, remind Patrick that Huggins has that ability when you critically fail, when a attack critically fails against. I don't remember what it does or where it is, but it does something cool.
What was that called? Oh, I think I see it. Opportune riposte?
I think so. I think that's it, right?
A foe within your reach critically fails a strike against you. You take advantage of an opening from your enemy's fumbled attack. You either make a melee strike or attempt to disarm it of the weapon. I wanna try and disarm him in such a way that like I am drawing the sword cane and the sword hits his strike and knocks his weapon out of his hands, and I'm trying to knock it over the railing.
All right. I think there is a. I think in your
There's...
skills there's a disarm like check thing.
I'm looking for
I
it.
don't know what it's under though.
I've just got an opportune riposte roll.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I don't. I lied. I lied. Clicking that just
Oh.
brings up the description again. Actions.
Diggity-ding. What is it? Is it acrobatics?
I can just roll a normal die if you tell me what to add to it.
Okay. I'll find it and I'll tell you what to.
I roll a 10.
A 10 plus 14, 24. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
What does it look like as, Huggins just knocks the sword over the edge?
All these attacks are going at Banzai, right?
So three of them attacked you, and then
Oh, okay.
two of them attacked Banzai, and the two that attacked Banzai hit.
Huggins will shout as like the attacks are incoming. He'll shout, "Have at thee!" and draw the sword from the cane, and like in one fluid motion, kind of arc out and strike at one of the blades coming at him hard enough to knock it from the pirate's hands, and it just tumbles over the railing down into the clouds below.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. The cutlass that this pirate had swung at you just flies over the edge of the ship. Yeah. What the heck? Okay. Well, that's all those people's turn. So we're back to Huggins. Huggins, it's you.
Okay,
There are three pirates within like 5 feet of you. two on one side and then one on the other side.
And then there's one at the wheel, right?
No, actually, the ghost captain is on the deck with
If
you.
I
There's no one at the wheel of this ship.
so if I attempted to get at that wheel, I'd take a bunch of oppies, right? Or no, that's an ability.
The pirate captain, the ghost captain, has an attack of opportunity, but the other pirates
Oh.
do not. So the ghost captain would get to swing at you, but
And
the
Steph,
other
you needed
ones.
us to be closer, right?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. Okay, well then fuck the wheel. I will look at the captain and I will say, "Hippity hoppity, your ship is our property."
My God.
In an attempt to demoralize him and gain panache.
Nice.
All right. Go ahead and make the demoralized roll.
That 13, but plus charisma.
You rolled a 13?
I rolled a 13.
So it's plus
2.
11.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be 11, I think, because
Okay,
you're trained
24.
in the intimidation skill. Hold on. If it is a 24, that does succeed. If I am wrong.
I got a plus 12 to 25.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. That's it. The ghost captain looks at you and is like, what's wrong with you?
A lot, but I'm about to have two ships, and that's a plus, I say. I will immediately use my panache, but I'm trying to find something. Sorry. Yeah, we'll use that for a confident finisher. Gain an elegant finishing attack you can make when you have panache. The finisher trait is described in key terms. Incredibly graceful attack, piercing your foe's defenses. Make a strike with a weapon that would apply your precise strike damage with the following failure effect. Failure, you deal half your precise strike damage.
Okay.
Oh, I roll. Oh, wait, is there not a roll to hit under
I
actions and
believe,
activities?
yeah, I think you do I think you just roll the regular attack and then that's like an added ability on top
Okay.
of it, as far as I know. Darn finisher things.
Sword cane attack. 25.
That hits.
And then the damage
Try to
unmodified is 4. How does the damage part work? Sorry, I'm bad at this.
So your precision, your precise strike damage is what is it? Additional damage. So at fifth level, it's so you do two additional precision damage, and then if it's part of oh, never mind. If it's part of a finisher, the additional damage is 2d6 precision damage instead. But that increases at level 5, so it's 3d6 precision damage on top of whatever the base damage is.
Okay, so 4, 8, 11, 14. What a perfectly
Yeah.
average roll.
And then you add to and then you add 14 to not 14, you add four to that number. Why did I say 14? I want to be over here. So what was it? Whatever it is, plus 4.
What was it? 14 was what I rolled, right? So 18, I believe.
18. Okay. And
We might have to check the recording on
yeah, well, 18's cool. If it's more, then I guess that might be a thing. Are we attacking the ghost captain?
Yes, and just so
Right.
you know, I have a thing called Ghost Blade.
Yeah.
So that I can fuck with him if he's got crazy resistances.
Get
Okay.
him.
So yeah, I'm gonna say you can retroactively use the action to do Ghost Blade because you did demoralize, you did the attack, and then you did Ghost
Oh,
Blade, which is your three
gotcha.
actions,
Okay. Can I
and
end
then
my
you'll
turn
ignore.
by saying one more thing? I'll look at him as I'm activating the ghost blade and striking at him. I say, "I ain't scared of no ghost."
Nice.
You ignore the resistance. That's a good amount of damage. All right.
Glorious.
Next is Banzai. Banzai
Ooh.
on the deck.
someone who dares to still stand before me.
I just look around at the crew like, why are you still here fighting me?
How many are left?
So there are five regular pirates on the deck, and then the ghost pirate captain.
Okay, and then the ghost pirate. Tell me about him. What's happening with him right now?
For the first time in a long period of time, the ghost pirate captain was stabbed and does not understand how that occurred.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. Is there any kind of positioning that I would be able to catch as many people as possible within a 30-foot straight line?
So if you move next to Huggins on like the one on one side, you could hit two of them and the ghost captain. If it's a line, yeah, you could.
Okay, I want to do that. I want to do that because I'm gonna move into a position. I want to get up to Huggins, and I'm gonna throw up a hand sign, slam my weird little padded hands onto the deck of the ship, and I'm gonna spend my second, fourth level for the spell Life Draining Roots. But I'm gonna flavor it like it's thorny roots escape from your hands in a tangled cascade, puncturing creatures in the way of their growth and revitalizing you. But I'm gonna do it like static shock, like electricity, like running through the ground like a straight line, or like the deck of the ship like splintering upwards from the lightning. But it's a DC 26 reflex save.
Yeah, I don't.
This is excellent. No.
And
okay,
I hurt them. I hurt them a lot. I give them 8d6 piercing damage.
One of those critically fails.
Oh, no.
The other pirate fails, and then the ghost pirate captain succeeds.
Yeah, fine. But I tag the failures for 28 points.
I think the crit. Hold on, let me look. What is there? Is there? Is this just the basic? Yeah, it's a basic thing. So, one of those pirates takes 56 damage.
Oh no!
The first one. The first one in the line. I vaporize.
Holy shit!
Yeah. And then
there's
the.
I'm sensing a theme to this campaign, and it's guest character always MVP.
I don't think so. I mean, Wesley Jims. What did Wesley Jims do?
Are you besmirching Wesley Jims? How dare you, sir? He doesn't need to do anything to deserve our respect.
what happens on? On a succeed, they take half the damage. So the second one will take 14, and then the ghost captain takes 14.
Yeah, and then for every living creature that was in line, so I guess that was two of them, I get 2d4 temporary hit points.
That's legit. All right. That all happens.
That sure did. That was a... two actions, two spells. It was two action spells. I have one left. You know what?
You also have widen spell. You could increase the feet of the spell you just cast by 10 feet, and you could hit a fourth person by increasing it by 10 feet.
More power.
I vaporized the first guy especially well. And I would like to do that too.
The last one in the order is also vaporized.
Oh fuck yes.
So yeah, you just,
oh my god, this really is our ship now.
You just zap two pirates to death.
Wiggity swooty. Yeah. I've got the pirate's booty.
I just like from a distant third boy just far away is, I am the coming storm. It's just
All right. I'm going to make two fortitude saves here.
They're shit in their pants.
One of them succeeds and the other one fails. So
he fails and he goes to the poop deck.
From where you electrically evaporated a pirate, a ghost rises.
Oh no.
And
oh what?
Yeah. Yeah. There is now a ghost pirate there. The other one though, the other one failed and gets to see his afterlife.
That one gets to go to the great beyond, huh? Very
tight. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I see how it is. We're in phase two.
The ghost captain looks and says, "Savvy joining the crew forever," and like the ghost is trying to leave, and just like this mist forms around it, and it's just stuck on the ship, and then he is going to take his turn. Let's see what is do do do. All right, cool. The ghost captain is going to spend an action to look back at the wheel of the ship and is going to like put his hands out, and this acts as the spell animate object, and now the wheel is animated. So he is controlling the ship via this object interaction with the wheel.
Oh shit!
And then is going to do a that same mist that's surrounding the other ghost that just appeared is going to like blast out from him in a 30-foot emanation, have you both make a reflex save.
Me? Am I part Huggins of the boat?
Yeah, Huggins and Bonsai. So, Kit Kat's on the other ship.
Okay, what's coming for us?
It's a reflex save, and then I'll roll some damage.
Reflex, got it. Okay, pretty bad. 17.
No. 1 second, sorry.
All of a sudden got very dark down here. Turn off the light. Oh, do that. Jeez. Darkness descended quickly.
All right. Apologies. Reflex save. 36. How about the?
Oh, yeah. What is the number? So you critically succeed, meaning you take no damage.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Bonsai unfortunately failed. Not critically failed. So there's that.
Good. Good.
10. 26 points of damage.
Holy! All right. Okay.
Yeah. And you Ribbit. Don't get you don't get the move. Yeah, you don't get the move thing because you didn't critically fail. So just 26 points of damage. And that's his turn, meaning it is Kit Kat's next.
Oof. It's Kit Kat. All right,
here we go.
All right. Is the guy on the ship now?
He's on the ship. He's holding out his cutlass like defensively. But yeah, he's in front of you on the ship.
I would like to produce flame and throw a fireball at him.
Roll it.
Does a 20 hit?
Yep.
Cool. It's 15 points of damage.
That guy took you burn that dude to a crisp.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
So that was a cantrip. Am I allowed to do anything else?
It's a two action cantrip, yeah. So you'd have the one action left, right?
Is that... How do I know how many actions it is? Does it say in the description of it?
Yeah, it should have it. Yeah, it's two actions.
Bummer. So I probably can't do a spell on top of that, right?
No, usually most of the spells are two actions. You can magic missile.
Do you have any like
you'll take the attack penalty thing.
Are there any feats that make your spells take less actions or anything that you might have?
Is there any other mages work. Immediate danger on my ship?
This is going to be the round that the the pirate that's holding the wheel is going to need to steer the ship. But other than that, no, it's just that it was just that one guy on this ship.
Okay. Then yeah, I think can I like just assist whoever's steering us to make sure we don't crash and we stay still a good distance away? I want to stay like within 100 feet ish.
So roll a d20. I think it's eight. Eight is the ability.
I got a seven.
Oof.
I'm so helpful.
You're just backseat driving.
On my way to the wheel, I caught a glimpse like over the edge of how high up we are, and I just like got to the wheel and sat down and was like, yeah, you're doing great. I'm just gonna be here for a minute. That's it.
What is what is seven? What do you add to this? So you can add any of your skills to that number.
Any of them.
What skill do you want to use?
Wait, where am I? Oh, nature. I have a +11 on nature, and I'm gonna kind of read the wind and say, you know, you've got a strong breeze coming from this way. Angle the wheel more this way.
All right,
Yeah,
cool.
for an 18. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, all right. That is, that was the one pirate. Okay, so he is going to make the pilot check, piloting the ship. That is okay. Let's at least do the math real quick just to
Oh
make
no.
sure. That is a critical failure.
Oh good, that's great. You just can't find good help these days.
What is, let me see what happens when you critically fail.
Look out over the railing of the pirate ship, and it's like our ship just looks like it's ditching us.
Okay.
No, come back.
But I helped.
So, yeah, the ship is going to go into what is referred to as reckless piloting.
Oh good,
And
good, good. I'm sure that's a good thing.
It cat goes into reckless panicking.
it is going to drift 45 degrees, and be essentially pointed at the other ship, and then
Oh.
it's going to move at three times its speed. What
No,
is what it,
no,
yeah. So it's gonna move 270 feet directly at the other ship.
this is fun. We're having fun
Yeah,
now.
so let's see, let's
I will
roll
look
some
over to I will look over to Banzai and I will say, is it getting closer now?
We are getting
All right, let's see.
Banzai says,
Cool.
I am gravity. All things come to me.
So powerful.
Okay, the airship is going to take 78 points of damage
Holy shit.
Oh,
as
God.
both ships crash into each other,
It
and
cat throws
I am
up.
going to need everyone to make a. I'm going to give you the DC here because this is going to be not very fun. A DC 30 reflex save.
Jeez.
Easy, easy. 27. I failed.
Okay.
I got exactly 30.
Oh. Cat claws
Ooh.
coming out. You're just clinging to the deck.
Just ow.
I am the thing that caused the reflex save. I roll a natural 20 plus 15.
My bad.
All right. Yeah.
Looks like Team Huggins is blasting off again.
So yeah, you Huggins, yeah, as the ship hits, you're going to slide to the edge of the ship and I am going to then say you can make me another skill check to grab the edge of the ship without
Still
falling.
got those boots?
Give me that railing. Another skill check. Do I have anything that I can sell you on? Acrobatics, perhaps?
All right, sure, Sandy.
A 24.
Oh yeah, that's enough to get the railing.
Okay. Whew. I've like flipped over it and I'm hanging off the edge, just clinging to the railing.
So if you had rolled a 20 on the initial reflex save, then you would have just flew off the ship. But because you
Nice.
didn't critically fail, you get the secondary save to grab the railing. So, cool.
That was
The ships
amazing.
are crashed into each other. The pirates on the ghost ship are actually, I have to roll something else.
Many of them go
Roll
flying?
do, 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 do. I was gonna get to that. 16. Okay. I'm gonna give you a heads up. I rolled the additional lightning damage that comes from the electrical stuff going on with the ghost pirate ship, and your ship is about 20 hit points away from hitting its broken threshold,
Oh no.
which means very bad stuff. So that's a thing.
I have a new
And
plan.
the pirates on the other ship are going to go. What is there? There's two living pirates. Two living pirates. They are going to use the boarding action. Essentially, they move double their speed and board the other ship. And then they are going to make each of them will make an attack on the two pirates by ACAT. Let's
Nice.
see what happens there. That is two that. Okay, both of them hit. One of them is a critical hit. So that, and then roll the regular damage, and seven. So one of the two living pirates runs up and stabs one of the pirates to death next to Kit Kat.
No.
The other pirate cuts one of those
George.
pirates, and they're able to deflect enough out of the way to not die. And then Ghost Pirate is gonna go regular Ghost Pirate. Then it'll be all the pirates on your side. All right. The Ghost Pirate, now being forced into infinite servitude due to being vaporized by Banzai, is going to raise a hand in the direction of Banzai, and the air around Banzai is going to get supernaturally cold.
Can I step in the way of this by any chance? I don't have any abilities to tell me I can do that.
I do not
Ooh.
believe so.
Okay, but
But
I've just Banzai's taking a lot of damage, man.
yeah, Banzai, take a take never mind. Make a basic fortitude save.
A basic fortitude save. All right, let's see here. For all the marbles here. Fortitude, not so great. 7 plus 14 is 21.
Yeah, that saves, but it's not a critical save, so you take half damage. So
Okay.
seven, half, two, three. You take three cold damage.
Oh. It's actually a lot more damage, but to me, it's 3 points of damage. I am merely buffeted. Yeah, Banzai is the storm.
And then the pirates on Your ship are gonna go. That pirate swings. That is a the living pirate next to Kit Kat is on your side, is going to see their fellow pirate die and immediately kill that one that killed his pirate friend George. And then the other pirate who went down to the, below the deck is going to come up with another four pirates. And he's going to say two of the pirates stayed down to attempt to repair the damage to the hall downstairs.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's and then I'm going to roll that is mind that math. They are able to restore 10 hit points to the ship with their
nice.
Turn. And that is everybody, and that brings us back to Huggins.
I will look at the ghost captain and I will ask him, what do you even want from us?
Are you a pirate, or are you just a person who flies a skyship? I'm confused. You attack other pirates and you take all their things.
Well, I mean, you did kind of board us first.
Yeah, better to be proactive.
Yeah, just don't pin this on us.
Not proactive, but that's very strange. What do you even have on your ship that's worth taking?
You just attacked us. You don't know what we have.
I told you. I don't. I'm starting to believe you're not a pirate. You look at other ship. You see it in the sky. You say, "I must burn down that ship and take everything they own." I don't know what they own, but I'm burning it down.
Okay, that's a good point. But
yeah.
You failed, and now we find ourselves in a unique position. How would you like to join us instead?
What? Join you?
We'll make a pirate fleet.
Oh yes,
I will. I will
right.
Pull from my inventory the cup. I will offer him
that,
the cup to join us.
That is an interesting item. I might consider that interesting. Make a diplomacy check.
I know I have the exact same bonus to intimidation, but I kind of feel like I'm strong arming him after I just dropped a nuclear frog and a cat wiped out his boarding party.
Threatened to drop me again.
It's a 31.
The ghost pirate captain looks and says, this agreement will do.
Excellent.
I guess we were maybe a little too hasty. Parlaying is maybe something we should do in the future. And one of the pirates from below the deck comes up and draws a cutlass and says, well, we kill the enemy. And the ghost pirate captain looks, is he with you?
I'll shout, everyone cool it.
Oh.
And then I will hold a hand out to the ghost captain, and I will say, the skies will fear us.
Nice.
The ghost captain reaches out and shakes your hand and says, I just want you to know that if ever betrayal enters your mind, I cannot die. I'm cursed to live forever. And in every instance of my life, I will search for you and try to kill you. Just so we're clear. Friends?
Yeah, well.
But if we're enemies, I am your enemy eternally.
Just remember how it went the first time you tried.
Oh, I don't think this went as well as you thought it did. He's going to take off his ghostly pirate hat, and he drops the cup into the hat and it disappears. He puts the hat back on and he says,
nice.
There's many more things for you to learn, but this cup is really honestly, like, from the look of it, the best treasure that you have. And he snaps his fingers, and six more pirates come up from inside your ship. And he says, everybody back on board. He floats over to the captain's wheel and says, You got to keep an eye out for the sneaky ones.
What the hell?
And he turns the wheel of the ship and says, "Oh, this damage is going to be terrible." And he opens like a compartment in the middle of the deck of the ship, and this like lightning elemental comes out. And he's looking at the lightning elemental, and he's like, "We're going to have to fix all of the metal on this side. It's going to be a nightmare. We're probably going to have to land the ship." And the lightning elemental answers in this like electric sparks. And essentially it's just like sparks of electricity, denoting that it acknowledges that statement, and then goes below the deck. And you see like the electricity moving around the ship, and the ship
That's
starts
cool as
moving.
Fuck.
And
nice.
He says, "See you around. What was your name again?"
Huggins.
"I'm Commander Witherbane."
Witherbane.
And he sails off into the sky.
Give him a cartoonish salute.
That's,
my backup plan was to ask Bonsai to like supercharge the ship and see if we could make it spaz out.
Yeah, well, there was only like, is it our ship that only had like 20 hit points or something left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to. We were all about to wipe. I was about to blow us all out of the sky. You think I'm losing? No, we losing.
You're all coming down with me.
Yeah, I'm at 24 hit points. We were about as you feeling Froggy jump.
You will feel the true meaning of International Frog Day.
And I think we'll. I think we'll end the session here with a familiar voice. Hello, Huggins. It is time to wake up now. The time is up. You have things to do.
I'm like startled awake. Is this some Inception dream stuff?
Anyway, There are more missions for you to complete. Good morning.
I'll rub my eyes.
Get yourself together. Go do what you need to do in town, and we'll see you later.
I will check my inventory for the cup.
A squirrel-sized squirrel scurries out of the room.
Squirrel-sized squirrel.
scurries out of the room, and you reach into the bag, and there is the cup.
Okay,
and that's where we're gonna call it. Thanks for hanging out over here at That's Dicey, and yeah, we'll see you next time.